Local developers need land to build affordable rental housing, preferably publicly owned land with low-cost leases. They also need government subsidies and tax credits. Developer Christine Camp built a 269-unit rental project in Hawaii Kai 2 years ago, with 20% of the units priced as affordable. But she says the time and money needed before applying for the building permit were astronomical.
Our interest expense is $86,000 for that 3-year duration. Per unit, $19,000 for the entitlement and processing. Just the cost of doing environmental issues, traffic issues, the studies that all the communities want us to do. Over $100,000 was due to the cost of time and uncertainty that needed to be clarified. It wasn't related to building.
Camp says the state legislature can also help by removing the $38 million cap on conveyance taxes used for the Rental Housing Revolving Fund. That money is used to help developers close the estimated 35% financial gap when building affordable housing. Michael's Development Company Development Officer, Liz Char, echoed the need for legislative help in financing.
Increased availability of tax credits, G exemptions, property tax exemptions, low interest loans such as the revolving fund and the city's affordable housing fund, and potentially access to in-lieu fees all contribute to making affordable housing financially feasible by helping to provide financing and also lowering the carrying cost of the project's development cost.
But Reverend Bob Nakata from the Faith Action for Community Equity says affordable housing appropriations were cut by the Legislative Finance Committee's last session, and the alternative is to place a heavier financial burden on those who can afford it.
When you have units in Kaka'akoa being sold for several million dollars apiece, why can't we have a higher rate on the conveyance tax, because it appears it goes to people who have the money, and the developers who develop these things should be contributing more.
But Land Use Research Foundation Executive Director David Arakawa says providing funding and incentives for affordable housing have already cut market rate housing for individuals in the GAP group earning $100,000 or more annually.
Because of the inclusionary zoning requirement, you have to build 30% below what it costs you. So we call it the Corolla and Lexus effect. So if you're forced to build 30% Corollas at a loss, then you need to build Lexuses to make up the difference from what you lost. So the people who would normally buy Camrys don't have Camrys to buy.
The Joint Housing Committee members asked developers to work with other stakeholders on affordable housing bills for next year's legislative session. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.